Am I going to do Sugar Plum Fairy or something? Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Bob.
Hey, what is Miles?
Miles?
Making it happen.
Now for the rest of the story. So, I've been traveling a lot, and I had to go see my father-in-law recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's school's out and everything, and so... almost the whole fam went, you know, my son went with us and we went to see Grandpa, and I told my son, we're heading on up to see Grandpa. I said, son, never miss an opportunity to go see your grandfather, because it's always an adventure.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you know, he didn't really believe me, but once we got there, His view of that changed. So we go see my father-in-law, which is always fun. So we're hanging out and talking and whatnot. And I went up there because he had to help me out with something. And so he helped me out, and we got all finished. He's like, hey, we went up early in the morning because we had to make it back the same day for something else. And so it's only like about like 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, hey, there's a new place in town. You want to go get something to eat? They got breakfast all day, or you can get lunch, whatever you want. And we're like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. You know, you don't pass up a free meal ever, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's like, oh, it's over here, you know, down this one road, you know, by where the fireworks place used to be. Okay.
Okay.
You know, yeah. we like fireworks, right? So
what can go wrong?
Yeah. So we follow him over there. He goes, it's called the Roadkill Cafe. I'm like, all right. It wasn't really called the Roadkill Cafe. But anyway, we get there, and we get out, and we're like, okay, this is interesting, right?
Yeah.
We walk in, you know, okay, this is a little bit odd. You know, you sure this place is open? There's nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit down and, you know, we're looking around. And it's like, well, this is certainly an interesting new place to go eat. You know, you'd think, well, this is like some kind of theme restaurant or something.
Yeah.
No, it's actually inside the fireworks stand. They literally, like, made a wall with 2x4s and plywood and, like, kind of cordoned off a little area.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Cordoned off this little area.
Oh, my God.
And you could go, like, go buy fireworks, and then you can come get something to eat.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Exactly. What could go wrong?
That leaves.
I'm like, this is bizarre.
This is the most bizarre.
And like all the furniture is like mismatched, like dining room sets from like the Goodwill.
Don't worry, Bob. I'm gonna pay.
Yeah, he said. I'm like, how much could it cost? I can pay. Come on.
Yeah, but it's okay. I think we don't want to go here. Yeah.
No, we stayed.
I'm just blaming just Bob. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't.
So he's like, they got a good burger. So he gets a hamburger at like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And my wife gets biscuits and gravy. I am suffering, and I can't really eat anything at that point, so I just got something to drink, and my son got some fries or something, and we're sitting there on the old dining room furniture, you know, like circa 1972 or something.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and he goes in this other room, which it just looked like it was a closet. I don't know what it was. And he fixes up the grub, and he brings it out, and, you know, and, I mean, it tastes fine, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I actually had a couple fries, but that my son wanted me to try, so I tried them, and we had it, and it was okay and everything, but, I mean, you can't imagine. It's like we just walked into somebody's, like, garage and had a meal fixed for us.
Come on over to Jim's garage. We'll make you some pigs and stuff.
Yeah, and you know, we sat there for a while. We were the only ones there, and the only ones that were there the whole time we were there. Nobody else showed up. Amazingly enough.
Yeah.
And we had our food, and it was fine, and, you know, everybody was fine. But it just was like, you know, you just can't make this shit up. It just happens in the real world. If this is on like Seinfeld or something, like, oh, there's no possible way that you know, you go to a restaurant that has, you know, 1970s, you know, dinettes from, you know, yeah, several different eras there or something. And
do you think you're being punked at some point? Like,
well, you gotta wonder when the biggest sign on the building says fireworks.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder what's gonna happen there. And I can't imagine that. You know, having a stove cooking near all the fireworks can be really that. I don't think even being in that building could be super healthy or extended periods of time. But,
right.
You know, it blew me away. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then as soon as we get out to the car and we're going to get ready to head home, my son goes, "You're right, Dad. It's always an adventure with Grandpa."
That's hilarious.
Okay, so, I mean, I'll tell you, you know, hey, I may be back there this summer. I don't know, but I felt weird because we're the only ones there, like, taking pictures or something, but, you know, I certainly could have, you know, I could send them into HGTV and maybe get them a makeover, you know, maybe.
Yeah, right.
We're in rural Missouri, here at a fireworks stand that sells food.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, that's right. You call this a hamburger?
I call it shite.
Put some sparklers on that, you son of a bitch.
I'm like, that is bizarre.
It is so bizarre. I just can't imagine that it's, I mean, you know, can it survive? I don't know. And then I had to be the smartass, because... we have this, you know, there's a whole, my whole thing, right? You got Coke or Pepsi, right? Coca-Cola, thank you very much. You know, and so, like, I asked that question to the waitress when we sit down and get something to drink. Like, what do you got, Coke or Pepsi? And she's like, we got Pepsi. And then I look at the menu and it says 7-Up. I said, well, I'll take a 7-Up. She's like, oh, we got Sierra Mist. I said, well, it says you got 7-Up on the menu. I mean, this place just opened. It doesn't even have the right things on the menu. It was tight.
People spitting your food, man.
Yeah, I know. She was nice, though. She was a nice waitress.
Yeah, people like that spit your food for doing that.
Yeah,
shit.
I know. I was a real jackass, but...
Well, luckily, you didn't eat nothing, so...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, it was... But I was just like, well, it says, you know... And it was like a typed-up menu. They typed on a typewriter. Made copies.
Yeah.
So somebody types 7-Up and they're like, "Ah, fuck it. Nobody knows the difference."
Oh my god.
You know what I mean?
Come on now.
Sierra Mist, 7-Up, whatever.
I'll have the Roman candle souffle.
That's right.
The black cat grits.
That's right.
And the.
Can I have this, the flowering, you know, the flowering rainbow cake?
I'll have the Whistling Witch waffles.
You want some of our M80 chili?
Oh, boy. You got the M80 chili.
Yeah. No, it was weird. Needless to say, the fireworks area took up way more of this building than the restaurant.
A card table, you know.
That's right. Hey, look at what.
Four mismatched chairs.
Are you looking to sit down for a while, or are you just going to get a scoop pretty quickly? Because I can seat you over here at the, you know, at the Lazy Boy table, or I could seat you over here at the Sears card table.
You find that bunch of like TV trays or something.
That'd be great.
There you go.
There you go. Here's your own TV tray. Look, you got Dukes of Hazzard. All right.
Do you want the grape Kool-Aid or the
orange Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid? Yeah.
We got both.
We got both. We got it all.
We got it all.
We got any flavor you want of the Kool-Aid. We'll mix them together if you'd like to. Yeah, we got all, we got every kind of tea. It's all sweet.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, we talked to the chef. It was a whole thing. We had the waitress. We had the chef.
No, isn't that funny if the chef would have come out and introduced himself?
No, he did. We talked to him. He practically sat down with us and talked.
My name's Clementine. I know it's weird for a man.
We talked about going, about being in Wisconsin and stuff. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
You know, this reminds me of that restaurant that we stopped at on the way to Wisconsin that was next to that adult bookstore. It was actually in the adult bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. It's carved out of just a little piece of it. Oh, my God.
A little piece of the adult store.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's weird. You live in some weird places, man. I give you that.
I'm telling you. People say I'm not adventurous, but come on.
I can
tell you, not, 9 people out of 10, I couldn't drag into that place.
I think you and your buddy Dean need to write some books about restaurants, man.
It could be. Yeah, my friend Dean.
That's like your whole next project, I think. Just all the weird places.
Weird restaurants, I know.
You don't intentionally just go there, you just kind of end up there like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the false door, you know what I mean? Like, get woozy and...
Look, he's drinking that Coke/Pepsi. He's doing it.
I wake up down in New Orleans or something. I don't know.
We roofied him.
He's like, no, he's too fat. He'll take too many roofies. The roofie to weight ratio is not right. He costs too much.
You're like one of those tigers that won't go down. Like, shit,
right,
shot
exactly.
Him like 3 tranks and he's still not down.
They're over there discussing. They're like, think about it. This fat fucker goes down. There's no way we're moving him. He'll just wake up right here. And we wasted everything.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That is funny.
We got to get the three-wheeler. Get the cart. We'll truck him out of here.
Yeah.
Like a beer keg.
Get the fuels out.
Oh, my Lord. What's going on with you?
Well, man, wow. Jeez. Bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. It's
warm out.
Me. If anybody really wants to go there, just email me, Bob Lament at Static Radio. I'll send you the address.
I might. You may interest
yeah.
Now.
Well, it certainly beats the piss pool place.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
So it's getting warm out, right?
Is it?
Summertime's
How warm
coming.
Is it?
Summertime is here, Bob Lament.
Yeah, I gather.
And people are starting to wear their summertime outfits and such.
Don't I know?
And God bless for hot weather. God bless
the inventor of halter tops.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because tube tops are out of style, so that's all I've got left is the halter top.
This young lady comes in the other day to work.
Yeah. She works with you?
I'm helping. No, she was shopping for certain items.
Oh, okay.
And I was more than willing to help, of course.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So a little hint of, you know, movies, you know, but not much. Just a little hint, you know.
All right.
And I kind of alluded to this on Facebook last week, but was really awesome tattoo.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I found myself fixated on this tattoo. I could not take my eyes off it.
It wasn't the angry dragon, was it?
No, it was not the angry dragon. No, it was a flaming skull with like wings on the either side of it. It went from shoulder to shoulder.
Okay, across the front?
Yeah.
Not across the back.
No, it was on her chest. And they're a beautiful young lady, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's some tattoo. Like, conversation kept leading back to the tattoo. You know, like,
I wonder if the claws were on the nipple area, and then she could say she's getting her claws out.
Well, you know, the tattoo actually did not, you know, stretch down to the, the mammary area, I suppose. But,
yeah.
I felt like a perv like you, I guess, because I could not take my eyes off this.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, because I know how pervy you get, you know, people.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, not every conversation just would come right back to it. Like, I'm looking for, screws for a bumper for a 76, you know, Cadillac. I'm like, you know, now that you mention screwing.
Jeez.
Yeah, that tattoo. I tell you
what. The tattoo.
That thing is like.
That's weird. So, what color? What color was this dragon?
Multicolored. Beautiful tattoo. Beautiful ink. I mean, this must took hours to get this thing done.
Yeah. How interesting.
And wow. Just I felt bad. I just could not. Like, oh my god.
You got a picture of it?
I almost did. I almost asked permission to take the picture of it, but I'm like, how do I even?
Hey, young lady, you think you dropped those straps so I could see the whole dragon? Just
all right.
Go figure.
Yeah.
He's sitting on top of two grass huts. Wow, that's some art.
They say if you can put your hand on the tattoo and not feel bumps, then it's a good tattoo. So I like to rub my cheeks on it just to see if I could.
The most sensitive part. I've lost a feeling in my hand from whacking it, so I got to use my cheek.
Yeah. So I felt bad. I felt very pervy, but
well, I'm sure you felt bad for like 2 seconds.
You see. You know, women with tattoos around here, and it's like,
You did, as an icebreaker, did you go, you know, my mom's got a tattoo.
You know, my mom's got a sexy ass tattoo, too. Just saying.
So you know.
People stare at her tattoo all the time.
Girl power, all that, you know.
I almost did snap a picture. I'm like, man, I'm so tempted. Nice. No one's gonna believe it.
Well, I believe you.
I believe
you would have stared if there was a tattoo or no tattoo, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah.
Pretty much, you were staring no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. Hey, there. Nice tattoo on your shoulder there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, how far down does that go?
All the way, like me.
Has he got a tail? I'd like to see the tail. Tail goes down to my belly button.
Oh. Would you have any more tattoos, miss?
Oh, go figure there.
That looks like moving down there. What is that?
Yeah. Can I get you to strip naked so I can take a few photos?
It's not for me. It's for my pervy friend, Bobblenut.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
He looks at girls' shorts.
Oh, I heard about him.
There you go. I was down Lake of the Ozarks. Yes.
Watching people pee.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Dragon tattoo.